I had lain in bed awake for what seemed like hours, waiting for hubby to fall asleep. Finally, I heard him snoring, dead to the world. I couldn't wait any longer. My cunt was dripping wet, and I needed release that only my son could provide me with. I had to be with him, so I climbed out of bed and made my way down the hall to my son's room. I opened the door and walked over to the bed and put my hand on his shoulder. "Son, wake up, baby." He opened his eyes and started mumbling. "Shh, everything's okay. It's just that your mother needs you tonight. Please, son, please let your mother crawl into bed next to you. I need to be with you. I need to feel your bare skin against me. I need your warmth, baby. And I need something else, too. I need to feel you inside me. Please, son. Please, let me get in bed with you." And then I raised my black silk nightgown up over my rounded hips and my full 42 double D cup mommy tits and crawled naked into bed next to my son. I laid down next to him and spread my legs and started fingering my snatch. I was so wet down there. Just the thought of being with my son and experiencing once again the extreme pleasure of feeling his full-grown cock inside my cunt hole was making me so wet and horny. He stared at my cunt as he watched me play with myself, and then he looked up at my big tits jiggling on my chest, my arms holding them together, my nipples all hard and pointy, longing to feel my son's mouth on them, sucking them like he did when he was a baby. He was tenting his boxer shorts, his big cock trying to poke out. I knew my son was special and that he had a big cock. An especially big cock, bigger than his father's. I had watched him growing up, after all, and I knew he was a horny young man. I knew he needed to have his balls drained frequently, and I could tell he fantasized about fucking his mother. I could tell from all the wet, gooey presents he left for me in my used panties, stinking from my womanly scent after I masturbated with him. I got hot and horny all over again, knowing that my son jerked his cock off and came all over my panties, sniffing them, fondling them, rubbing them all over his cock as he jerked off, after his mother had fingered herself with him, leaving the crotch all wet and messy and gooey for him to use on his cock. I smiled at him as I gazed at the hard, thick bulge in his boxer shorts, his tip poking out. I spread my legs wider as I teased my clit, knowing my son was glued to the show I was putting on for him. I said, "Son, do you like watching your mommy play with her little gunny?" And he just nodded his head. "Do you think about fucking your mother?" And he nodded his head again. "About your mother sucking your cock." And he didn't have to nod his head because I could already see the pre-cum drooling out of his tip, clear liquid oozing out of his slit, his cock poking out of the boxer hole, becoming fully extended, preparing to fuck something, anything, and hopefully a nice warm cunt. "Mommy loves you so much, son. Mommy needs you. Mommy needs what only you can give her. A nice, big, fat, thick, hard cock. Mommy needs to be fucked so much, son, by your baby boy." His cock was pulsing now, throbbing. Left on his own as my son continued to stare at his naked, big-titted mommy, lying right next to him with her legs spread wide and her big jugs jiggling, her nipples standing straight up and hard, needing to feel my son's mouth on them, sucking them like he used to do as a baby. I angled my body over a little bit so that my tits got squeezed together and my cleavage looked really deep, making my tips look even bigger and fuller and plumper. "Son, show mommy your cock." And then he tugged his boxers down over his slim hips and his enormous cock sprang out, all primed and ready. I took my hand out of my wet pussy and started coating his shaft with my cunt juices, running my fingers up and down over his tip, mixing my juices in with his pre-cum goo, sliding my hand back and down over his hard shaft, making it all slippery and shiny. He looked at my hand on his cock, slowly squeezing his shaft as I slid my hand up and down. We had just enough light from his nightlight so that he could watch me stroke his cock. I traced my fingers all along my son's massive pole, still mesmerized by the size and beauty of it. His cock had grown so much since he was a baby, and now it was a man-sized cock, and it was as hard as a rock, made harder by his mother's curvy, busty, mature woman who was almost 20 years older than him. I couldn't wait to feel it inside me. "Come closer, son, so mommy can suck on your cock. Let mommy be your own little cocksucker." And I opened my mouth and spread my lips around his bloated shaft, taking his cock inside my warm mouth cavern. I moaned when he sighed in pleasure, his huge erection throbbing hotly in my mouth, growing and expanding with each lick of my tongue around his tip. He was trying to hold himself back, and I could tell that he liked what I was doing and wanted more. I bobbed my head slowly up and down my son's meaty shaft. My tongue and lips massaged his man flesh. It felt like I was licking velvet over hard steel, and I loved the taste of him and the feel of my son's manhood filling my mouth. My son is a big man with a really big cock and very thick, but I am just a petite woman with very large tits that make me look obscene whenever I wear a low-cut, stretchy knit top. But I didn't have my knit top on now. My big tits were totally exposed to my son's gaze as I sucked his cock into my mouth, barely able to get half of it inside. I sucked and licked his giant stalk for a while, enjoying his constant moaning and the feel of his meaty pole sliding between my lips as I felt his manly hands squeeze and maul my tits, pinching my nipples, making them pointy and hard. I then pulled his swollen rod from my mouth and swirled my tongue around the engorged head, lapping up the sticky, sweet pre-cum. I flicked my tongue down over my son's thick, veiny shaft to his huge, round balls. I pressed my mouth to his sack and sucked gently on one orb, then the other. I could feel his testicles fill with delicious cum, and I knew he was gonna pump me full this night. Hopefully many times. I kissed and licked my way slowly back up my son's massive shaft. And took him back into my mouth, sucking him hungrily. Go ahead, son. Grab mommy's head. Wind your hands through mommy's hair. Pull mommy's face down onto your cock. Shove your cock down mommy's throat. Make me gag on it. Make mommy choke on your big hard cock. That's it, baby. Fuck mommy's mouth with it. Sucking my son's cock made me so horny, I popped his cock out of my mouth and then offered my tits up to him. Suck mommy's tits, son. Take as much as you can into your mouth. Lick my nipples like I licked your cock. Suck on them. Get them all wet and hard. Pinch them. My son's monster of cock resting against my cunt lips as he scooted down and sucked my tits. I couldn't stand the pleasure. I started humping my hips up a little bit, trying to rub my clit against his shaft. He was in the groove of my wet gash, and I could feel him sliding his cock up and down my slit, preparing me for when he plunged his fuckstick up inside my snatch. He told me, "Mother, you are so beautiful and sexy." And I smiled up at him and told him what a good boy I was for his mother. I held my arms down at my sides, holding my tits together as he rolled a nipple between his fingers and gently pulled on it. Then he slid his hand down my rounded belly towards my cunt. I felt his hand on my clit. I opened my legs even wider and raised my hips up a little. I was so eager and desperate to feel my son's mouth on my cunt, licking my clit, tonguing my gash, and his fingers parted my swollen pussy lips, and I cried out when he started to stick his finger inside my fuck hole. "Oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, you're making mommy so hard for your cock," I whimpered as he stuck his mouth on my clit and started licking and sucking. As he was sliding his big manly middle finger in and out of my slit, I was so wet for my son, so eager, so ready to feel his cock inside me. I hunched my hips up to meet his face as he ate my cunt and mauled my tits and fingered my gash. He was doing everything I'd always wanted a man to do for me. "Son, I need to feel your cock inside me. Now, I need to feel it so bad, baby. Please, son, please, fuck your mother." And then I reached down and I encircled my hand around my son's cock as he sat up and slid his young, slender hips inside the cradle I made with my wide-open thighs and guided my son's hard cock towards my dripping fuckhole and rubbed his engorged head up and down my oozing gash, pleasuring myself with his tip. Oh, God. Oh, that feels so good, son. Then I held the round, blunt knob of his tight knob against my tight, wet slit and told my son to push, to give me his cock, to fuck his mother. "Son, give it to me. Fuck your mother," I whispered urgently. I let out a sigh of relief as my son's thick head pried apart my needy cunt slit, and I wedged and wedged inside the mouth of my snatch. He stared down at my cunt and watched as his big, hard, thick fuckstick slowly slid inside his mother's fuckhole, me just laying back, my hips tilted up and moaning and telling him how good it was to feel him pushing his cock inside me. And then I cried out in pain and rapture as he slowly stuffed his long, thick shaft up my churning fuck, Donald. He filled me with one long thrust, his massive organ expanding my cunt walls almost painfully as he delved deeper inside me. And finally, his enormous balls rested against my taint and his fat cockhead nudging my cervix, trying to get his whole cock inside his mother. I was crammed full with my son's giant fuck meat, and I could feel his huge member throbbing deep inside me, pulsing, and I loved it. I loved knowing it was my son's cock that was making me so excited, so needy, so lustful. I gripped his ass and pulled him even deeper inside me as I spread my legs even wider. It took a few minutes for my fuck shoot to expand so that I could accommodate his length and thickness. I'd never felt anything so big and hard inside me in my entire life. And once he was fully seated, I told him, "Now, son, fuck your mother now. Blow your big, thick cock inside your mother's fuckhole." And then I closed my eyes and relished sheer ecstasy. Oh, of having my son's immense penis sliding in and out of my wet, squishy hole. My son pumped his swollen pole in and out of my soupy box with increased speed and force. Oh, I grunted each time his engorged head slammed against my cervix. My little cunt tugged and squeezed his thick shaft as he plowed inside me. It didn't take long for his huge penis to make me come. I'd been ready for hours. Oh, baby. Oh, your big cock is making me come so good, son. And I squealed deliciously as I humped my hips up to meet my son's thrusts. And I skewered my creamy pussy at its massive pole, and my whole body shaking on the bed as wave after wave of pure ecstatic pleasure washed over me. So much, son.
I love to come more than anything else in the whole world. I frig my clit often, but those orgasms are nothing compared to the pleasure my son's enormous cock was giving me. And then it was my son's turn to come as he pounded his fuck shoot through my long, intense orgasm, his thick shaft reaming my convulsing cunt hard and deep. My spasming cunt clutched his giant tool, and I could feel him growing bigger, swelling up, his big balls churning, and getting ready to fill his mommy's fuck hole up with his incestuous seed. I started talking to him. "That's it, son. Keep plunging your big, fat, hard cock inside your mommy's cunt. Plow me, baby. Yeah, get your cock inside me balls deep and then fill me up with your cum, son." I was still spasming around his shaft as his big cock battered the back wall of my pussy, hitting my cervix, trying to poke through to my womb. His bulging shaft slid easily in his head of me now because my cunt was so wet from my girl cum and his man goo leaking from his pee slit. I fucked my hips hard up against my son as he reamed my cunt out with his massive pole, thrusting harder and deeper, breathing heavily, telling me how much he wanted to fuck me, how much he wanted to give me his cum, how tight his cock felt inside my slutty pussy walls, how wet and slick it felt to be fucking his mommy's fuck hole. I love the way my son was reaming his mother's cunt out, his thick cock plunging frantically in and out of me, his big hairy balls slapping against my taint. He wrapped his hands around my waist and started pulling me on and off his cock, his face contorting in pleasure as he reamed me out, using me as his own personal fuck doll. I knew he was gonna come soon.
Fuck me harder, son. Give mommy your cum. Come inside me. I want to feel you shooting your spunk inside mommy's fuck shoot. Oh, you're fucking mommy's own good baby. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, come for mommy, son. Give mommy your baby batter. Fuck a baby inside me, son. Do it now. Come inside mommy. And I humped up against him, and I felt his giant shaft expand to immense proportions and stretching my cunt walls even further. And then my son shouted out, I'm gonna come, mommy. Take it. Take your son's jizz. And he rammed his massive swollen pole deep balls deep inside my tough fuck hole one more time. Oh, give it to me, son. Please. Fuck your mother's cunt and fill me up with your hot cum. And then I came again as I felt the first stream of my son's warm jizz. Oh, splatter against my cervix. Oh, he was in me so deep that his fat head was shooting straight into my womb, filling me with his seed. Each time his mighty cock flexed inside me and shot another load, a shockwave of pure pleasure radiated from my spasming cunt. I panted and twisted on the bed, unaware of where I was. I only knew that I was coming, coming, and coming on my son's cock as my son leaned down and took one nipple in my mouth and he sucked hard as he exploded inside me. And that made me come yet again on his hard young cock while he was filling me up with his incestuous seed, shooting his load inside my twat, spurt after spurt of young cum, my cunt squeezing it out of him as I snuck my hand down to his balls and gently cupped them, urging his churning balls to spill his load and give me give me every drop of his young cum. And then he gave one more powerful thrust of his massive pole right up against my womb and held still as I felt his hard throbbing organ spurt another load brutally inside his mother's cunt. And I loved it. I loved feeling the power behind my son's thrusts, knowing he was giving me everything he had, spurt after spurt, load after load. My hungry cunt just spasmed again around my son's enormous organ, sucking the cum from his huge balls. My fuckhole was so utterly stuffed with fuck meat and sperm that I couldn't hold it all in. And I felt his hot man juice seep out around his engorged fuckduel and out of my distended cunt slit and down my ass cheeks onto his sheets. That I was probably gonna have to wash come morning to get rid of the evidence so his daddy didn't find out. My son was exhausted, and so was I. I had worn him out, drained his balls thoroughly, and he slumped forward and lay on top of my big, soft mommy titties. And we lay panting for breath in each other's arms, content and relaxed from the lusty fuck. My whole body tingled with rapture, and my pussy continued to spasm and squeeze my son's shrinking man organ. I didn't want to move at all. After a while, his big cock softened and slipped out of me, his incestuous seed dripping out of my fuck hole and down the crack of my ass cheeks onto his bed sheets, leaving a big cum stain. Sweetie, as much as I'd like to stay with you longer, honey, I have to go back to your father now. I don't want to leave you, but I must.
I wish you didn't have to go either, Mommy. I love you, Mommy.
I love you too, son. Now go to sleep, and Mommy will see you in the morning.
And then I slipped out of his embrace and put my black nightie back on and walked out of the room, back to my husband, already looking forward to the next time I could be with my son again.